It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's not cool.
No, it's not cool because it blows.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
Whoa. Time out.
Are you yelling your foot from me?
We're going to time out, both of you.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Let me take a puff off my pipe as I cue the iPod.
You would play stuff that nobody has ever heard of.
No, I would play stuff that's good.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Are you willing to put out the 99 cents it takes to purchase a song?
I can do that right here at the desk. We have iTunes.
On my account!
I've got an account, butt munch.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, yes. The emergency brake of the week brought to us by DirectAuto.com, I do believe.
TexasDirectAuto.com.
TexasDirectAuto.com, yes.
That is true.
Thank you, TexasDirectAuto.com, for bringing us this Friday morning tradition where we give you three wheels-off moments. You get to vote on the funniest one or best one, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, he has put up mammoth e-brake numbers the last couple of years. We should probably give him a break this week because he's been under the weather. But here on the e-brake, we really don't give you any breaks. If you have a bad moment, you have a bad moment.
Hey, you know what they say about pro athletes? They're all playing hurt. In radio, we're all playing under the weather.
That's right. And Mike Reiner is really playing under the weather.
We're a sickly group.
Ryan's had to miss some time this week because he got a bad cold that started with allergies.
Those weren't allergies.
And then got worse. Well, then he came back, but he wasn't quite all the way back because just yesterday, which was May the 4th, Star Wars Day, you know, may the 4th be with you. Mm. Ryan's got it, but he didn't quite get it.
Because CPO3s, they're all interesting characters.
What about him?
CPO3?
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
CP3O.
No,
is that.
You're still off. And on Star Wars Day, too.
Mm. Yeah. May the 4 be with you.
No.
May the 4th.
So close.
Oh, my.
Mike?
Oh, man. You're still just a little
sick.
Well, he's kind of like our...
Get off the sick.
The guy that goes to a special class, you know, in school.
Mm-hmm.
He's that Star Wars fan. Yeah.
And I'm a little loopy today.
Yeah, of course may the 4 be with you. Yes, we all have the 4.
Oh, that's funny. Mike, not quite on top of it, but... Yeah, may the 4 be with you. Way to go, Mike. And then way to go, Corby, who has been known to drop an S-bomb from time to time. Well, yesterday he dropped his coffee and then he dropped an S-bomb.
Today is Thursday, May 4th, the 124th day of the year. 241 days are left in 2017.
Whoa!
I got it.
Hey. Whoa!
Hey, idiot!
Snake. Hey.
Do you know we're on the radio here?
Hey!
What the hell?
Hey.
That's the loudest S-bomb
you come in here and just scream
heard.
The S word.
I almost thought it was a drop.
I thought it was a sneeze.
And you think that's all right? Really? God!
Why did you swear? Why are you abrasive?
I just dumped
and not
this.
Only he spilled coffee everywhere.
Oh, you dumped the whole coffee?
Because it's Coffee Wednesday or whatever day.
You dumped the whole thing.
It's Thursday.
According to the floor, yes.
Do we have a towel?
They got paper towels or no?
We have hardwood over in there, don't we?
Or a towel?
And now he's demanding that somebody go get the maid, so somebody better go get him.
The maid. The ticket maid?
Yeah.
To the floor indicate full coffee spillage.
Okay, thank you.
So that totally stopped down the hard line. Yeah, he knows there's open microphones. Doesn't he be yelling that?
He doesn't care.
No.
No.
Sounded like line 4 guy was struggling there towards the end.
Let's hear the beginning of it again, because it is funny the reaction it causes. He says it so loudly.
Today is Thursday, May 4th, the 124th day of the year. 241 days are left in 2017.
Whoa!
I got it.
Whoa!
Hey, idiot!
Snake.
Do you know we're on the radio here?
Hey, hell?
That's the loudest S-bomb
you come in here
I
and just scream
heard.
The S word.
I almost thought it was a drop.
I thought it was a sneeze.
And you think that's all right?
Is that Jake saying, God. I got it?
Why did you swear?
Or was that Dan?
That was Jake.
I thought it was a Jake. All right, so there's Hard Cussing Corby up for yet another e-break. And then there's Norm, who's a fascinating character. Sometimes Norm gets so involved in what he's doing, he forgets. He doesn't see what's going on around him. He was on the phone yesterday, and he didn't realize that they were back. And he was in studio, like 4 feet away from Donovan.
This happens a lot.
And, well, I know it happened this week.
Thank you, boys. It's 11:36.
Why is he on the phone?
Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket. You're listening to the Norm and D Invasion. Norm Hiskus, Texas Radio Hall of Famer. No, Donovan Lewis.
Yelling at someone?
Yeah.
He's yelling at someone?
Oh no! He's not yelling at anyone, but he's on the phone.
How long do you think he'll be?
Probably another 45 seconds or so.
Because he is head down. He is not.
I know.
Not caring about this. Just push his mic over.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do him like
that. So I have to dump all that language.
Yeah. It is amazing, though.
And we're back.
No, we are back, yes. And he's still on the phone flipping and doesn't even care. That when he sees a number in his phone.
That he knows it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How many actual numbers do you know?
That's the Kentucky Doors event at Curtis Park in University Park. Hey, Norm, Donovan.
Thank you, Mike. It's 11:37, Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket, we're back. It's the Normandy Invasion.
Hey.
Norm Hiskus, Donovan Lewis. Man, we just got back. That was a long commercial break, Norm.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make a very important doctor's appointment. And
I know we're doing a show here and everything, but talk to a doctor, pal.
Apparently,
okay.
There is some help for our love life after all.
Was that a cover? Was he really trying to make an important doctor's appointment, or does he throw that out because you know you can't really say anything about that? And was he really trying to get a play on the A's game that night?
I believe him.
The Cardinals, the Yankees.
Yes, doctor. My Yankees is hurting a little bit.
So give me Baltimore.
My health grade should be all A's.
Hope you don't have to call the Texas Rangers to investigate.
I saw an Oriole in our front yard this morning, doctor, so my eyesight's good.
All right, so is it Mike?
Stupid.
Is it Corby or is it Norm? 888-787-1310.
Why does he think he's getting away with it? Just tell us it's your bookie.
So obvious. Even though he's saying all these things to the doctor, it's just weird.
I hope the angels don't come down and get me because of this cold.
Oh, gosh.
All right, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello.
I can't believe how bad Pudge's English is on those Texas Direct Auto spots.
Hey.
I'm going to go ahead and vote for Corby.
All right. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, International Chirp Chirp. I'd like to vote for Corby.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-breakage?
Yeah, I'd like to see a guy's guide to hosting weekly sex parties with Georgie's Hot Fries as the meat.
Okay.
Guy's guide.
Jeez, guy's guide. Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
And on this 5th of May, may the 4 be with you.
Thank you.
Viva Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, America's favorite radio station.
Users, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Gimme Rhymes, Muslim Basel. Good things.
Good to hear from Stan.
Andersky.
Hadn't heard from him in a while.
Great last name.
Hi, you're on the Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, give me the Cobra.
Okay. Boy, this is just responsible voting here this morning. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, this is Pudge Rodriguez.
What did he say?
Hmm?
It's another Pudge reference.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
I'd like to responsibly vote for Darvador and CPO Sharkey.
CPO Sharkey?
It's a Don Rickles character.
Yeah. Might be a Reiner vote.
Oh, Reins? Okay.
CPO 3.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, hi. I would like to vote for Corby Davidson. I love you madly, Georgie.
Love you madly, Giorgio.
There's that girl again.
That's how deep that voice was. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I couldn't decide between the Red Sox this morning or the White Sox.
Why would he ask his doctor for, to help him with that?
It's a Norm vote there. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Campbell Dunham.
No, you were breaking up, but it still didn't sound very funny. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, Georgie.
Hello.
Oh, it's Oliver.
Why don't the Cowboys like the chocolate-flavored quarterbacks, Georgie?
Mm-hmm.
Why do the Cowboys prefer the vanilla-flavored quarterbacks, Georgie?
Would you just vote?
Georgie! Georgie!
What?
You're a bitch.
Oh, gosh!
God. Well, so are you.
So violent.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hola.
Hola.
Vaginal slice, born.
No say. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Live long and prosper, and may the four be with you.
What was the first thing you said?
Live That's long and prosper.
Combining
live
long and prosper. Star Trek and Star Wars.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
This is Pudge Rodriguez. The fellow sketcher in all of Mexico. I vote for... Reiner.
You're a jerk. You are a great
A. Thank you, Pudge.
Jerk.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Mike Reiner has done it again.
Because CPO they're, 3, they're all interesting characters.
What about him?
CPO 3?
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
CP 30.
No, you're still off. And on Star Wars Day, too. Mm.
Yeah. May the four be with you.
No.
May the fourth.
So close.
Oh, my.
Mike.
Oh, man. You're still just a little...
sick?
Well, he's kind of like our...
Get off the sick.
The guy that goes to a special class, you know, in school.
Mm-hmm.
He's that Star Wars fan. Yeah.
And I'm a little loopy today.
Yeah, of course may the four be with you. Yes.
It's just the dad that's not quite in on the joke. The kid's in the back seat, and they're just laughing at him back there. All right, so what's the total now in this magical run for Mike Reiner?
Well, that's his 68th win. He's 19 behind Norman Gelding Hitzkus. Now, you were musing about his run.
Yeah.
The last two-plus championship seasons, he has 14 wins, one ahead of Norm and Corby.
Wow, what a tiger-like stretch this has been,
man,
for Reins.